that night about knowing what to say. Instead of making love, we both made a separate way. And now I here found somebody new, and that I never meant that much to you. To hear that tears up inside and to see you cuts me like a knife, I guess. It's dawn. It's like every cowboy sings a sad, sad song. Every rose has its thorn.
AM WPFP. Translator W276 DJ at 103.1 FM Park Falls, Wisconsin. Broadcasting from an old rickety shack on the shores of the Flambeau River. This is Jack FM.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The president and congressional leaders meeting this afternoon at the White House, hoping to jumpstart a bipartisan deal on a sweeping spending package that includes border funding and foreign aid, with just days left until a partial government shutdown. ABC's Jay O'Brien says they have a long way to go.
There's been tension between the White House and particularly between House Republicans. There's been this ongoing perception that the White House has kind of drawn this line and in a sense said to House Republicans, you know, play stupid games, win stupid prizes. Has been their message to House Republicans somewhat consistently. And so if everybody can get on the same page, it's something that remains to be seen.
In New York, former President Trump back in court for the second day of the defamation trial against him. Writer E. Jean Carroll testifying, saying Trump defamed her again after another jury found him liable for sexually assaulting her in the 1990s. Americans spent more in December than the month before. Retail sales rose 0.6% last month. This is ABC News. We're getting a look at some new data about which drivers use the most gasoline.
A new report from the environmental nonprofit Cultura finds more than a third of the country's gasoline is used by just 10% of its drivers. They're known as super drivers, defined as people who drive around 110 miles per day or more than 40,000 miles per year. The average American, by comparison, drives under 14,000 miles annually. Those super drivers, the study finds, mostly live in rural areas and spend around 10% of their income on fuel. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
More American parents are homeschooling their kids. An estimated 2.7 million children now currently being homeschooled compared to 1.5 million before the pandemic. Homeschooling advocates say they have concerns about academics, bullying, and school shootings. Critics also worry about the quality of education as well as social development. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Democratic law firm in Washington, D.C. is asking the Wisconsin Supreme Court to reconsider the state's congressional map. The Elias Law Group says the court's landmark ruling on the Wisconsin legislature's map last month calls into question Wisconsin's U.S. House districts. Governor Evers says Republican senators were wrong to fire Public Service Commissioner Tyler Huebner yesterday. Senator Brad Paff was himself fired as acting Agriculture Secretary. He says Republicans are playing politics with the governor's appointments.
Rigid partisan ideology accomplishes nothing for the people of this state. And quite frankly, it just demonstrates to them that the government is broken and it does not work.
Republicans point out they've confirmed more than 480 of Evers' appointees. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
The Badgers lose on the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers fall to the Nittany Lions at Penn State. Matt LePay.
With 0.4 seconds left, they'll get it in to Baldwin. It's over. Penn State, a four-point winner here at the Bryce Jordan Center as the students make their way onto the floor here in State College.
the final 87-83. The Badgers got into foul trouble early. Head coach Greg Gard.
Four times we fouled jump shooters, and we hadn't done that in a while. I thought we had kind of moved past that.
So now the Badgers are 13-4. They host Indiana Friday night. NFL, the Packers installing the game plan for Saturday night's game against the 49ers. Sometimes teams go a day early when playing games on the West Coast, but Matt LaFleur declined.
It's something we talked about, but we figured it'd be best to stay in our normal routine. It's a short week anyways, has its own set of challenges, and just felt like it was best for us to stay in as normal as routine as possible.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Playing what we want.
Yeah. Jack, I know you don't take requests, but it'd be a lot cooler if you did.
Opened up indeed. I paid the price to control the dice. I'm more precise to the
Jack FM to dream of a world without commercials.
Jackson Hewitt has a plan to get your tax refund fast. With a buck, buck here, buck, buck there. Here, buck, there, buck, everywhere, buck, buck.
You don't have to wait weeks for your tax refund. Get money sooner with a no-fee refund advance loan at Jackson Hewitt.
On this loan, there's a money today guarantee. E-I-E-I-D-O.
Don't settle for chicken feed. Get fast bucks at Jackson Hewitt today. No-fee refund advance loans by Republic Bank offered to eligible clients. Money today guarantee if approved for a loan on a prepaid card. Details at JacksonHewitt.com.
Nachos! Get your nachos!
Hey, I'll take some.
Great. And some Frank's Red Hot.
Oh, nah. I'm good.
Oh, you're just going to eat these dry, plain, boring nachos with no Frank's. Seriously? Frank it up. Frank it up. Come on, lady. Frank it up. Frank it up. Frank it up. Yeah, this guy finally gets it. Hey, look, we're on the Jumbotron.
It's the perfect blend of flavor and heat. Frank's Red Hot. I put that on everything.
Today's NASCAR Hot Pass is brought to you by CNR Power Sports of Park Falls.
CNR Power Sports on Ash Street in Park Falls is your go-to place for every kind of small engine repair, from snowblowers and snowmobiles to chainsaws and side-by-sides. Carl is also the area's only factory-authorized warranty service center for Generac and DR equipment. Look up CNR Power Sports on Google or give Carl a call at 608-228-7223.
A format change for the upcoming Clash. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
In the beginning was Daytona.
Here we go.
The birthplace of speed. The launch pad of legends. The great American race.
Oh, they're in the wall.
Every driver looking to be remembered.
Keep digging. Stay in the gas.
Every fan looking for something they'll never forget.
Let's go.
Daytona 500 at Daytona International Speedway, February 18th, 2024. Secure your seats now at Daytona500.com.
The annual Busch Light Clash at the Coliseum exhibition race for NASCAR Cup Series teams will have a bit of a different look this year. The weekend at the L.A. Memorial Coliseum Quarter Mile Oval will begin on Saturday, February 3rd, with three practice sessions, with the field split into three groups. The driver's fastest lap from each group's final practice will determine where those drivers will start in one of four 25-lap heat races, which will also be held on Saturday for the first time. The top five in each heat will advance directly into the 150-lap clash on Sunday, February 4th. Those that don't advance will have one final shot in Sunday's 75-lap last chance race, where the top two will move on. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC, Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. The worst of the cold is over, and now wind chills will climb to feeling like near zero. With more clouds building in today, it's acting as a blanket, keeping us warmer. This means by tomorrow, we'll feel our actual temperatures. But still, it's sweater weather, and we don't thaw out until next week. Right now, it's 9 degrees.
According to Ancestry.com, this bunch of songs in a row is 100% Jack FM.
twist. I'm green, but I'm wise. I'm hard, but I'm friendly, baby. I'm sad, but I'm laughing. I'm brave, but I'm chicken sh**. I'm sick, but I'm pretty.
Hey, Jack, don't let your meatloaf.
things that I tried were in my lap just to get high on. When I sit alone, come get a little known, but I need more than myself this time. Step from the road to the sea to the sky, and I do believe that we rely on. When I lay it on, come get to play it on, all my life to sacrifice. Hey, yo, listen what I say, yo. When will I know that I really can go to the well once more, time to decide on? When it's killing me, when will I really see all that I need to look inside? Come to believe that I better not leave before I get my chance to ride. When it's killing me, what do I really need? All that I need to look inside. Hey, oh, listen what I say, oh. The more I see, the less I know.
Looking at you with you, looking at me. It's always the same, it's just a shame, that's all.
Has anyone seen our dog? 866-930-JACK. Here, boy.
Time the crypto market, you'll have to listen to these. Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. The ugly truth is, when you buy a timeshare, you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. I recently helped a couple that had their maintenance fees go from $800 to $3,200 a year. They also received a $4,000 assessment for a hurricane that was over 1,000 miles away. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. Call 800-932-5858. That's 800-932-5858. 800-932-5858.
Park Manor River's Edge is 100% employee-owned, a 92-bed skilled nursing facility that provides excellent care and rehabilitation to those requiring a short-term rehab stay or long-term care. Their new leadership team would like to invite you to check out some open positions that include sign-on bonus opportunities, competitive wages, and great benefit packages. Start your career path today with a company that also offers on-site nurse aid training and career ladder opportunities. See them at parkmanorwy.com or stop by at 250 Lawrence Avenue in Park Falls. Park Manor, River's Edge. One company, one team.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC, Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. The worst of the cold is over, and now wind chills will climb to feeling like near zero. With more clouds building in today, it's acting as a blanket, keeping us warmer. This means by tomorrow, we'll feel our actual temperatures. But still, it's sweater weather, and we don't thaw out until next week. Right now, it's 9 degrees.
What an incredible voice, Jack.
103.1 Jack FM.
You should consider a career in telemarketing.
I close my eyes and I see.
Even though we're not coming, we still want to be invited.
Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Time grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go. So make the best of this task and don't ask why. It's not a question, but a lesson learned in time. It's something unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life. So take the photographs and still frames in your mind. Hanging on a shelf in good health and good time. Tattoos and memories and dead skin on trial. For what it's worth, it was worth all the while. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life. but in the end it's right. I hope you had that time.